This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we're joined by Dr. Sandra Godden, veterinarian and professor at the University of Minnesota, where we focus on best management practices for pre-weaned calves. Dr. Godden, first, let's start with the basics when we're discussing pre-weaned calves.
So a pre-weaned calf is looking at the calf from birth to time of weaning, which on most dairy farms is between 8 and 10 weeks of age. During that period, we're feeding it predominantly a milk diet, but while we're feeding it that milk diet, we're trying to encourage it to get onto some dry feed, some starter pellet or grain, in order to develop its rumen so that when we do eventually wean it off of the milk diet, it can proceed forward as a healthy, functioning ruminant. Colostrum is the most important thing we can do right out of the gate to get it started right. Colostrum is the first milk that comes from the cow or the mother after she gives birth. It's rich in nutrients. It's rich in levels of protective antibodies that the calf will absorb into its circulation. And those antibodies will protect the calf over the first weeks and months of life while the calf's own immature immune system develops and it can produce its own protective antibodies.
Well, let's talk about the latest housing options for pre-weaned calves.
In the Midwest, at least, we have two different, or maybe three different housing systems. Two basic strategies. One is to rear the calf individually, which we've done for 30 or 40 years now, either in a hutch outside, outdoors, so it's still under a protective roof with bedding and whatnot, but it's individually housed in that hutch, or it could be in a barn with a roof over its head, but still in an individual pen. So individual housing is the most common type of housing system that we see in the Midwest. Now, more recently, we've seen the adoption of group housing systems by some farms, and this is still a minority of farms. Maybe only 10 or 15% of farms have adopted group housing for pre-weaned calves. But in group housing, we may have groups as small as two, which is called pair housing, up to larger groups that may be 20 calves or more. There are pros and cons to either system. In individually housed calves, the major advantage is that we can prevent disease transmission between calves. So if one calf happens to get sick from diarrhea disease or respiratory disease, we can look after that calf and help it recover from that disease event. But because it's housed individually, we're at reduced risk of it spreading that disease, sharing that disease with its neighbors, with other calves. So that's a major advantage of individual housing. In group housing, that's a risk that we take on when we put calves together into groups. We can see the introduction of what we might think of as daycare disease with toddler children. If one child is sick, everybody's exposed. Well, the same is true of group housed calves. So the major disadvantage of group housing is that we take on the risk of increasing disease incidence in the groups. One of the major pluses or advantages of group housing is allowing the calves to socialize and social facilitation of a variety of behaviors, one of which is they seem to learn to eat the dry feed, the grain, more quickly. If they're in a group, they can learn from each other. And so we'll see improved dry feed intake and small improvements in weight gain in the pre-weaning period. And through the stressful period of weaning, when we're weaning the calf off of milk, that seems to go a little bit better. They eat a little bit more dry feed if they have a buddy, if they're in a group, as compared to individually housed calves. So there are pros and cons to either system.
We've been with Dr. Sandra Godden, veterinarian and professor at the University of Minnesota, where we've been discussing ways to feed and house pre-weaned calves. And we have more in part two of our conversation next week, brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details about their events and resources at pdpw.org.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.